Parshas Metzora, as already indicated in the very name of the Parsha, deals with the affliction of Tzoras, which we translate as leprosy. Tzoras is a terrible disease, not only physically, but also spiritually. It renders a person impure, and he must leave all populated areas, as the Torah decrees, he shall remain solitary on his own. His place shall be outside the camp. He can return to society only when he is cured and follow the procedures of being purified. Our parsha thus begins, this is the law concerning the Metzora, the leper, on the day of his purification. Our sages note that the affliction of this disease is not a normal happening. It comes as a penalty for certain sins, particularly the 7 enumerated in Proverbs chapter 6 verses 17 to 19, haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked thoughts, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who breathes lies, and he who sows discord among brethren. The essence of the sins resulting in this affliction is seen in the punishment itself, as our sages put it. Why is the leper treated different, that he must dwell all on his own outside the camp? Because he sowed discord and separated a husband from his wife or a man from his friend. That is why he must be separated from everybody. The major sin associated with Tzoras is that of speaking evil of others. This is read right in the term Metzora itself, which is taken as a compound of the two words Moitzi Ra, he utters evil. And here lies a most important lesson of the Torah. Most people recognize the wrong of evil actions. An action is something concrete and perceptible. Speech, words, on the other hand, seem to be no more than mere sounds, air coming from our mouth, basically no different than breathing. What possible harm could there be in this? To be sure, we can recognize harmful consequences from Loshon Hara, slander, or from Rechilus, tale-bearing, let alone from uttering lies. That kind of speech creates discord and disorder, disrupts social order and harmony. The Torah regards these as most serious sins, prohibited by several injunctions. The same Torah, however, is also critical of Dvorim Betelim, idle chit-chat, excessive talk, vain words. Our sacred literature is replete with warnings to watch what we say, to avoid saying anything that could be construed as evil, even in but a remote way, to avoid crude language or crass expressions, to avoid articulating negative words or even the fear of bad happenings. The Torah itself avoids the use of legitimate words with negative connotations, such as, for example, the word tomei, impure, defiled. Many texts change the very name of our parsha. Instead of using the negative term parshas metzoro, they use the euphemism of seder taharo, the order of purification. Clean or positive euphemisms are used and encouraged throughout Jewish religious literature. This raises the simple question of why? What difference do words make? Why does speech matter? The spoken word, however, is something very powerful. It is not meaningless air and vain breath. Speech is, in effect, a concrete action. This should not be surprising to our generation, which is so familiar with radio, television, cordless telephones, and so forth. Nowadays, we are aware that sound creates sound waves. Sound waves are very real, so that with the right instruments, they can be picked up. Thus, sound does have and leave an impact upon the whole atmosphere. It has a concrete effect that is measurable, even in a physical sense. How much more so, then, on the spiritual level. King Solomon, the wisest of all men, already observed, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The Medrash relates the story of a peddler who drew big crowds by his sales pitch. Who wants to buy the elixir of life? When Rabbi Yannai challenged him about his wares, the peddler took out a Tehillim, the book of Psalms, and showed him the passage. Who is the man that desires life, that loves days of seeing good? Guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Rabbi Yannai noted, all my life I have been reading this passage, but I did not realize its significance until this peddler came and made it clear. This then follows also from the beginning of this parsha. This is the Torah, the law and teaching of the Metzoiro, the one who is Moitzira, utters evil. Speech is a powerful instrument, a unique gift that distinguishes men. As all powerful things, it is an instrument for blessings or curses. Thus we must watch it most carefully, to use it only for the beneficial purposes for which it was intended.